In an office park near the airport, Carolina's healthcare system has a central pharmacy where it manages drug shortages for its 9 hospitals in the Charlotte area. There, it's easy to see how drug shortages are growing.
When we designed this space, we knew we'd have a role in drug shortages, but we never thought it would be this large.
That's Kevin Isaacs. He's the pharmacy director, and he's surrounded by boxes of drugs. This is one of the ways hospitals manage shortages. They stock up.
The drugs used to take up the back corner and one shelf in the middle. That was about 8 months ago. Since that time, as more and more drugs have gone on back order, it has begun to grow out this way.
He waves his hand across the room at stacks taller than he is. Mount back order, he calls it. That's a hedge against what's happening at the other end of the supply chain. More and more manufacturing lines are just sitting still. David Goff is a vice president of the association representing major drug manufacturers.
30% roughly of the approved available facility production lines is currently offline. You take 30% of that offline, there's just no way to catch up with some of these products.
There are a couple things at play here. One, we're talking about generic drugs with slim profit margins, so you have to manufacture a massive amount of them to make money. Only a handful of companies have that production capacity, with names like Hospira, Bedford, Teva, Sando, and APP.
Those 4 or 5 are the ones that manufacture the majority of the products, and they're also the ones that are currently under quality compliance scrutiny by the FDA.
The FDA is finding a lot more manufacturing lines just aren't good enough. Elisa Bernstein makes no apologies. She's the FDA Deputy Director of Compliance.
Preventing drug shortage is a top priority for us, but ensuring that drug products are safe and high quality is also a top priority.
The shutdowns can last for several months, sometimes more than a year. In response to the worsening shortages last year, Congress passed a law requiring manufacturers to give 6 months' notice before halting a line.
That allows us to work with other manufacturers to try and ramp up production or to work with that manufacturer to try and get through their problem quickly.
But the number of shortages keeps growing. In fact, it reached a record high last year, according to the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Back at Carolina's healthcare system, Kevin Isaacs says the new law doesn't do much for hospitals.
It's nice to know that I'm going to have this crisis, but I need something to get around the crisis.
Like other manufacturers making up for the lost production. But since there are so few of them, that often doesn't happen. As a last resort, many hospitals go to compounding pharmacies. About 45 miles southwest of Charlotte, a compounder in Blacksburg, South Carolina, has supplied about 24 hospitals in the Carolinas for years.
This is Medifair Drug Center.
Owner Pat Stevens.
And we have a traditional retail pharmacy where we have the front end with our medicines and our over-the-counter products.
It looks like your average mom-and-pop drugstore, and that's how many compounders get started. They just mix medicines for local patients. But when Stevens types in a code and opens a side door, you see what some compounders have become, state-of-the-art facilities that mix a large volume of drugs.
My job is not to recreate something that's already available. If a manufacturer can make it, they will make it. That's their purpose. If they cannot, then our job is to fill in shortages or the back orders to help fill that void.
But there's a problem with going to compounders, too. Medifair and others have come under a lot more scrutiny from the FDA. That's because of the deadly meningitis outbreak that started last fall with tainted injections from New England Compounding Center. When FDA inspectors came to Medifair in December, they found violations that baffled Stevens.
We were looked at by the FDA for manufacturing. We contended that we were not manufacturers, that we were indeed compounders.
In a warning letter after the inspection, the FDA said, quote, "It appears that you are producing drugs that do not fall within the exemptions for compounded drugs." That's partly because Medifair doesn't have an individual prescription for each drug it makes. And that rule goes back to what compounders used to be, mom-and-pop pharmacies. Now that they're mixing larger volumes, the FDA is starting to apply manufacturer's standards to them. That's frustrating to some hospital pharmacists who've relied on Medifair for years without problems. Cheryl Schmidel manages shortages for Carolina's healthcare system.
Even though it's a very small number of drugs in the big picture, a lot of these things we can't get anywhere else. So if there is nobody to compound it in the interim, then you have to go without.
Medifair hasn't compounded in more than 3 months. It's working to meet FDA standards. In the meantime, about 24 hospitals in the Carolinas have had to find another last resort for drug shortages. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.